Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As we prepare our hearts and look to the Lord, we want to go in prayer, and we're going to ask that Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in this opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, my God, we come to you, Lord, humbling ourselves before you, as humble as we know how. We ask for mercy, oh, God. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts, that you will look upon us with compassion and stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, God. Lay your hand upon us and touch us, Lord. Touch our bodies, Lord. Touch our minds. Touch our spirit, oh, God. Move on our souls. In
yes.
the name of Jesus,
in the name
we
of
pray, God, that you will bless us tonight with the yes. blessings that we stand in need of. Oh, God, bless us through this broadcast. Let this broadcast be a blessing to everyone who's listening tonight. Let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for healing and for restoration. We
yes.
pray, God, for deliverance. We pray for the saving of souls. Oh, Lord, we pray for the moving of your spirit. In the name of Jesus,
name
we
of
pray,
Jesus.
God, that you will open the blinded eyes, cause them to see the way to eternal life. Those whose ears are stopped, Lord, we ask that you will unstop their ears and let them hear your word. In the name of Jesus,
name.
Oh, my God, we're looking to you and we're depending on you, Lord. But without you, we can do nothing down here. We are waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord, while we're waiting. Touch us, Lord, while we're waiting. Move while we're waiting. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way and let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask you to send your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word come forth, oh God, and reach every soul. Lord, minister to us through your word. And we pray, God, that you will anoint the speaker on tonight and give us power. Let your word come forth in power and in demonstration. Lord, take full control and have your way. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, one
yes.
by one and name by name. We are asking you, Lord, to stop by and to bless them tonight with whatever
yes.
blessing they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we pray for all of those on the prayer list who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh, God. And we ask that you will give them comfort and consolation tonight. Oh, my Lord, be close to those families and carry them through. Uphold them, Lord Jesus, during this difficult time. Oh, my Lord, ease the pain of their heart. We know you can do it. And any family member that's not saved, we pray, God, that you will save their souls.
Yes.
Lord God, and teach them your ways. Cause them to walk in your statutes, to walk upright before you, Lord, in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask, Lord, that you will look on our leaders, that you will bless them and teach them how to lead your people, that you will give vision and revelation, also
mm-hmm.
understanding concerning your will. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Keep us covered under your blood, and Lord, be with us throughout the course of this evening, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord. Let your presence remain with us. We believe you right now, oh God, and we're taking you at your word.
Yes.
We give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your loving
thanks.
Kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your goodness toward us, oh Lord. Thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, Lord. We bless your name, and we
yes.
praise
yes.
you, oh God. We magnify you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We lift you up, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you for our prayer.
Thank
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for standing by this being
thank
on us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. We thank you for your son, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name,
glory
Lord.
You.
Thank you for this opportunity just to call upon your name and to pray unto you, Lord. We ask that you accept our prayer. Lord, we ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen,
Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Time I will be reading the opening scripture taken from the 123rd number of Psalms. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look upon the hands of their masters, and the eyes of a maiden unto the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. The Lord for the reading of the 123rd number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the scripture reading and for the opening prayer. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. If you would like to be on this broadcast or be on this conference call with us together, you can dial 701-802-5175, and the access code is 5847681 pound. Praise the Lord, and we want to thank you for the praises and for all that the Lord has done for us. We know that God is good. I thank the Lord for all those who came out and supported the Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day with us. We had a wonderful time. We thank the Lord for all that he has done, for the souls that have been blessed, and for those who even have a mind to want to bring others to the place of worship so we can lift up the name of Jesus. And we are thankful for all that the Lord is doing for us. And at this time, we want to remember to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list: Bruce Williams, Sister Rosetta Lee and her daughter Tia, the bereaved Gordon and Anderson family, the bereaved White family, and all of the bereaved families: Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Titus Edmund Sr., Ventria Blackshear, Seti Carr, Charles Mars, Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Logan, Stephen Allen Sr., and Michael Carr. We want to remember these people in our prayers because we know that prayer changes things, and we want to keep praying because we want to see the Lord deliver them and fill with the Holy Ghost. And those who are sick, we are praying that the Lord will heal them and deliver their souls. We just thank God for all that he's doing, for the wonderful works that the Lord is doing in our lives. And at this time, before we go any further, we're going to, praise the Lord, ask Evangelist Hameen to give us words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Been a little bit under the weather.
Yes.
But it's all right anyhow.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Getting over it by the grace of God.
Yes.
Sorry about that. But I just thank God for the opportunity just
Amen.
To be back on this broadcast tonight. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in. I'm going to take a little sip of water.
Yes. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. The devil doesn't have any victory. God gets the victory, and he gets the glory.
Amen. Yes,
and we exalt his name on tonight. We know that God is worthy, and we thank him for what he has done. I tell you, the Lord has been moving by his Spirit, and we are all encouraged. I tell you, we are lifted. Our spirit is lifted because of what God is doing, and we know of a surety that it's the Lord, it's not us, it's nothing that we did. It's just God's goodness and his mercy, and he is blessing. So come on, Evangelist, I mean, and encourage the people.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the truth.
Amen.
100%. The Lord has been blessing in a great way.
Yes.
He's been doing great and mighty things. And I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to continue to support this ministry, because there's a great blessing in store for you.
Yes.
And we can cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord for favors, and he will have mercy upon us. He will grant us those favors. As the psalm that was read, that's a beautiful scripture.
Yes.
Asking the Lord to have mercy upon us.
Amen.
We need his mercy. It's a lot of things going on around us to discourage us. It's a lot happening in the world all around, but nevertheless, we can call upon the name of the Lord, and he will have mercy. He will come down and make his holy visitation.
Yes.
So just remember that he's present. He's our present help in trouble. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the problem is, God is just blessing us through it all. So we don't have to focus on what's happening to us and all the troubles and the trials and all. We don't have to focus on that. We can set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And remember that God is there to deliver us. He's there to encourage us. He's there to lift us up. Hallelujah. But the enemy is always fighting against us.
Amen.
But I want to encourage you, no matter what this battle is like for you, give it to the Lord. It belongs to him. And he will fight the battle for you. Not to thank God. I'm happy down in my soul. And I can keep rejoicing because of the gospel truth prayer mission and what it means and how God is blessing.
Yes.
If you haven't been there, the invitation is to you. If you get a chance, stop on in. Because there's a blessing there for you.
Amen.
Not able to stop in, tuning into this broadcast. That's the portion. It's all tied together. It's all one.
Amen.
Praise God. If you don't get the blessing in person, you can get the blessing when you're down in. Amen. You can get a blessing through this ministry. Praise God. So I just want to encourage Evangelist May and all to just continue to do the work of the Lord. And everyone who is supporting this work, I encourage you to continue to pray also and just watch God work. And I just thank the Lord. I'm not going to prolong the time, but I just feel good down in my soul. I feel like going on. I feel like pressing on. Amen. I'm just rejoicing, Evangelist May, because this is a great thing that the Lord has done. I mean, a great thing. Hallelujah. And the devil is mad about it.
Oh, yes,
but
he is.
He doesn't have any victory. He's defeated.
Amen.
We are the ones who have the victory in the name of
Jesus.
We just thank the Lord for all things. Now the broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for those beautiful words and remarks coming through Evangelist Hameen. She is right on target. Satan is mad, but we are glad about what God is doing. I tell you, that devil is defeated And God, he gets the glory. I just thank him for what he's doing in our lives. And at this time, we're going to go quickly to the word of God, the Lord's will. I don't believe that we're going to be before you too long on tonight, but we want to go to the word of God. We're going to start in the book of Isaiah. That's Isaiah, the 55th number. Praise the Lord. And before we get into the word, we want to pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this opportunity, thanking you for how you blessed us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. We pray that you will send your word out. Let it reach some soul. Let somebody be convicted. Let somebody be healed. Let someone be saved. We know you can do it. We are trusting in your word, and we believe your word today. Have your way. Heal the sick and deliver the bound, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, let's go to the 55th chapter of Isaiah. And I'm going to begin reading with the third verse, verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. My title tonight is Seeking God. And my theme, seek the Lord and ye shall live. Glory to God. We're living in times when people are seeking some of everything. Oh, they're seeking how they can get rich quick. They're seeking how they can make a lot of money. They're seeking to do their own thing, their own will, to get riches and fame and fortune. But it is now time to seek the Lord that you may live, because all these things are going to go down. I believe Jesus began to tell the disciples, see ye not all these things? Verily, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down, because Jesus knew what was going to happen in the future. And he began to tell disciples that there was not going to be one stone left there upon another that shall not be thrown down. They were admiring the beautiful buildings. And the same thing is happening today. People are looking at the beautiful buildings, the stone, and how magnificent it looks. But all this stuff is going down, and nothing is going to stand but the word of God. That's why we must all seek the Lord now while we have a chance. Seek God. Seek the Lord, and your soul shall live. Glory to God. The Bible said, incline your ear, come unto me, and hear. You got to hear what thus saith the Lord, and your soul shall live. And over in the book of Amos, The word of God said, for thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, ye me, and ye shall live. Glory to God. This is the time that we need to seek God, seek the face of the Lord, search and look for the Lord, because he is our help, and he is our very present help in trouble. When all these things are going on, wars and rumors of wars, people are turning from the Lord. They're going in the way of error. They're going back and backsliding on the Lord. But now is no time for that. It's time to incline your ear unto the word of God and hear the word of God, that you might be saved, that you might have life everlasting. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We got to turn to Jesus. Jesus is the one that gives the life. And if we hear the word of God, we can live. Glory to God. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Right now, you got a chance to call on the Lord. You got a chance now to seek and to search out the Lord. You got a chance now that you can call upon him while he is near. He's near now. So now is the time to call on the Lord, to seek him, that you may be able to live. The word of God say in 2 Chronicles 15 and 2, the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Those who know the Lord, don't forsake him, but hold on, because times are going to get worse. So hold on to the Lord. Don't forsake him. Don't abandon the Lord. Just hold on. Trust in him. Keep his word. Stand firm on the word of God. Glory to God. If you stand on God's word, God will help you to get through. He'll help you to overcome the world, even as he have overcome the world. But just stand fast and stand in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but hold fast to sound words. Glory to God. Just hold on to what you've been taught. Hold on to what God has given unto you. Glory to God. Keep that faith. Stand on the faith that God has given you. Keep that love in your heart, because we are living in the times when men are changing up. And the word of God said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But ye that have received that love of Christ in your heart, hold on to it. Hold fast. And don't let anyone change your heart. Don't let anyone change your mind. Don't let anyone draw you away from the love of God. Glory to God, because that's the only way that we will be able to make it into heaven. We've got to love. We got to love one another, and we've got to have that love on the inside. You must seek God. If you don't know him, it's time to seek him. It's time to turn from your way. It's time to give up the world and the worldly things. The Bible said all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But the word of God is going to stand forever. And those who trust in the Lord and stand on God's word, you will be able to abide to. So just hold on. Hold fast to God's word. Don't let Satan change your mind or turn you from serving the Lord. And those that don't know God, it's time as never before to seek the Lord for your salvation, to call upon him while he is near, because after a while, you're going to seek him, and you will not be able to find him. You're going to call him, and he's not going to answer. He said in his word, when I called, ye refused. Glory to God, you didn't hear. You refuse to call on the name of the Lord. You refuse to seek God for your salvation. He said he's going to laugh at you in your calamity and mock you when your fear come upon you. That's why it pays right now to seek the Lord while he is near and call upon him until he take control of your soul, till he come into your life, till he wash away your sins, till he clean you up and make you whole for the Lord. Look for him. Go after him that you might obtain this joy, this love, this peace, and most of all, that you might live in the world to come. The word of God lets us know that Christ came to give us everlasting life. And if we just believe him, as the scripture has said, then we can have everlasting life. We can live. The word of God said, for thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel. God began to speak to the house of Israel. He said, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I want to live in Christ. I want to be saved again when everything goes down. I want to be able to stand in the day of judgment. The Bible said that they're going to be running to the rock and asking the rock to fall on them. But the rock is not going to fall on them. They're going to still be alive. They're going to have to suffer the consequences of not giving their life to the Lord while they had a chance. Now is the time to seek the Lord. Now is the time to give your life to the Lord. Don't put it off. Stop putting it off. You don't know if you're going to live tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to us. Today is the day of salvation. Today, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. Seek the Lord now while he's calling, while he's bidding you to come. Glory to God. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. Glory to God. There is rest in Christ. Just seek him. Give your life to him. Search for him. Glory to God. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Jesus. The word of God said, whosoever ye be, that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Give up the world and the worldly ways, Lord, and let Jesus come into your life. It doesn't take a long time. It's not hard to do. Just repent in your heart. Let your heart cry out to the Lord. Let your heart be broke up. And let the Lord know you want to be saved. You want to do what's right. You want to make a change. You want to live for the Lord. You're tired of
and God will come into your heart. He'll change your heart. He'll change your mind. He'll give you a new outlook on everything. Glory to God, you will be brand new. Just turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. The Bible says, soak yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain right on you. Glory to God. That's in Hosea 10 and 12. God will rain righteousness upon you if you turn and seek the Lord. Seek his righteousness. You can reap in mercy if you break up that fallow ground, that old stony heart. Break it up and fall on the Lord, and everything will be all right. God will make a brand new person out of you, and you can reap the benefits of God's mercy. It's time now to turn it over to Jesus. It's time now to seek the Lord for your soul's salvation. He's bidding you to come. He sent out summons saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Those that seek the Lord and give it all to Jesus, he will give you rest. Glory to God. The summons have gone out. You can seek the Lord today. If you believe the word of God, just receive Christ. Give it all over to the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And turn and seek God for your soul's salvation. There may be someone today tired of living the way you've been living. You've been living in sin. But now you're tired of living that way. You want to make a change. You want to stop the cursing. You want to stop the lying. You want to stop the fighting, the cheating. You want to stop sinning. You want to do what's right now. We're going to ask that you turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord while we pray. We're going to pray the prayer of faith for you, that God will help you to overcome, that God will help you to seek his face, that God will help you to give up the world and the worldly ways, and that he will come into your life. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for another day, Lord, and another chance to seek your face, call on your name, to pray, Lord, and to get closer to you. We pray, Jesus, that you will have mercy today, that you will save to the uttermost, that you will deliver souls today. We pray that you will help somebody to break up that heart. Help somebody to fall on you, Lord. Help somebody today, Lord, to call on you while you're near. Help somebody, Lord, to seek your faith that they may live. Help somebody to turn from their way, to give up sin. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Touch and bless, O Lord. Deliver the souls of men. Touch somebody's mind today, O Lord. Somebody needs your help, Lord. They need you as never before. They're troubled in their mind. Oh, my God, they need help, oh, Lord. Jesus, there is no peace to the wicked. Glory to God. They have trouble on every hand. Trouble when they wake up. Trouble when they go to sleep. But you are a merciful God. You're able to save. You're able to heal and deliver. You're able to forgive sins and blot out transgressions. name of Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them to call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe it today and take you at your word. Continue to have your way. Continue to bless, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Look on those souls, all those who are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Heal and deliver. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Deliver the souls. Oh my God, we know you're able, oh Lord. We know thou art a healer. And we believe your word today. You said in your word, with your stripes, we are healed. We believe today, Lord. Glory to the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, oh Lord. Oh my God, save to the uttermost. Help somebody to surrender all, that they may receive you in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for the souls. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to move by your spirit, and let your blood cover, oh Lord. Bind every evil work. Bind the works of Satan. Cast them out today, oh Lord. Let your blood cover, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every soul. We thank you for everybody. We pray that you have your way no more. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and the honor shall be unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen to the word of God. That one-time, timely message coming to Evangelist May under the power of God and in demonstration. The Lord came tonight, letting us know that we are to hear the word of the Lord and turn and seek God for our soul salvation. It's time right now. And I'm telling you, you ought to get in a hurry if you don't know God. And
yes,
get to know him, seek him while he may be found. That word indicates that it's a possibility that you could lose out if you don't seek him while he may be found.
Amen.
Seek the Lord at a time when you can find him, because the time will come when you want to seek him, he may not be available to you. So don't let that happen to you. Don't let that time run out on you. But this is the time right now, while the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Seek
yes.
the Lord. You're getting the word of God. The word is being preached. It's constantly coming to you. As long as you keep dialing in and listening in, you are getting the word of God. So
yes.
it's time now to do something about it. It's time to take action, to really seek the Lord like never before. I just
mm-hmm.
thank God. I truly enjoyed the message on tonight. I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way. And I just thank the Lord for the gospel and truth broadcast, for everything that the Lord is doing and how he's blessing so greatly. And I'll
yes.
continue to talk about it because I'm excited about it.
Amen.
I'm rejoicing and I'm praising God about it. Hallelujah. It gives me joy. It makes me happy to
yes.
know that God is doing so many wonderful things through
yes.
this ministry. And this is something that the enemy didn't want to happen.
No,
he didn't want this ministry to get started.
No.
He tried all he could to
yes.
stop you, Evangelist May, but he couldn't stop you because no weapon that's formed
you.
Against you shall prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Jesus.
Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. I just thank God
because he keeps on proving himself. So let the devil run his mouth. Let the devil cut up and do all the stuff he's doing. He cannot stop the work of God. God knows.
Thank you.
I can't holler like a Daniel Center, but I love it that he does that holler. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So we're going to get on out the way and give space for remarks, any evangelists or other clergy who might be on this broadcast tonight. This is your opportunity. You may give remarks. God bless.
Praise God. I thank God for the precious word of God tonight, letting us know to seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. There's going to come a time when we're going to truly need the Lord. And if we don't seek him now and find him now, when that time comes when you really, really need him, you're going to seek him and he won't be found of us. And I just thank God for that word tonight because I have a mind to seek the Lord even the more. Amen. Because time is running out. Where are we going to go to? We can't run to the mountains. We can't run to the rock. We can't run and hide because David said, if I cover my head, my feet will show. If I cover my feet, my head will show. So we can't hide from God. So we might as well just go on and seek him while he may be found. And I must encourage you to seek the Lord tonight. Amen. For whatever you need. Seek him for the Holy Ghost. Seek him for more faith. Seek him for more strength. Just seek the Lord. Amen. He says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Amen. He said, ask and it shall be given. And if we do what the word says do, amen, we will live. I thank God for the word. I want to encourage you, Vanity May, to continue to preach the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Any other clergy on the line would like to have remarks? If not, do we have Sister Rhoda on the line?
Yes, yes. I really want to thank the Lord for the woman of God. God has used you in a mighty way today. I give glory and honor to him. We thank the Lord for reminding us about seeking him.
Yes.
Because God has reason that grace is moving now. A time is coming, that grace will never be there again. So my brothers and sisters, let us be serious. Let us seek him. Because he says, call upon me and I'll hear you from heaven. Pray and I'll hear your prayers and answer them. Because as my sister commented, the time is coming where people are going to be running up and down. No preacher, no pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time, brethren. And Jesus is coming back. We don't want to miss heaven. May the Lord help each one of us to seek him now while we can find him. Thank you so much. God bless you so much, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank
you. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those words coming through Sister Rhoda. We thank God for the remarks from Evangelist Cynthia. Maybe Sister Cheryl would like to have something to say.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the word tonight. Through Evangelist May, telling us to seek the Lord while he may be found. And those of you that don't know the Lord, get to know the Lord.
Amen.
Let him make something beautiful out of your life.
Evangelist
May, I enjoyed the word tonight. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. And praise the Lord. We thank God for all things said and done. And now at this time, I'm going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Thank the Lord. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming through our evangelist and Sister Rhoda and Sister Cheryl. We are glad that you were on the line, Sister Rhoda. We thank the Lord for you pressing your way.
Amen.
Yes, I know it's kind of tight, but I'm glad that you still have a mind to want to be on this broadcast when you can. God is good. He's working. I tell you.
Amen.
The Lord is moving, and Satan is mad.
Amen.
That's all right. We're glad about what God is doing. I tell you, we went in prayer all week last week leading up to Good Friday. And we just went in there and we prayed and waited on the Lord. And the Lord began to open up the scriptures to us. I tell you, the Lord, I tell you, he's deep with some deep stuff that we received in that prayer. I tell you, God will speak to your soul. He'll speak to you when you pray.
Amen.
Glory to God, I tell you. And Satan is mad. I got all kinds of. And she began to read the scriptures while we were in prayer. And one of them was how that a rumor had gone out. A rumor went out. And that's the same way it is today. A rumor is going out. The devil is mad, but I'm so glad. Glory to God. You can't do nothing with God. And when God is in it, he might as well forget it. I tell you, there's nothing he can do. When God is in control, I'm not in control, but God, he is in control. And that's the one that I'm trusting in. And I know that he will take us through or bring us through whatever it is that we must go through. Our thing is we must stand on what God has told us to do, what he has given us, stand on it. Because God cannot lie. So I just thank God for this broadcast, for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Cynthia, and the remarks coming through Sister Cheryl and Sister Rhoda. We are glad for you. We are praying for you. We have you on our prayer list, and we are praying that God will make a way, work things out where we can hook up together. And where we can come together again and give God some praises. I tell you, still rejoicing also over that grand opening. I tell you, the Lord moved in that
he
place.
Too.
Yes, he did. He moved. And I'm glad. I tell you, I want to see some more of it. I want some more of it. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of it. Somebody had a world song say, I can't get enough of your love, but I can't get enough of Jesus. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hey, I just thank the Lord. But I'm asking you all that can get a prayer through, continue to pray for us and pray for this ministry, because I know there's testing and trials to come, but I'm looking to the Lord. I know he's able to take me through, but just keep me in your prayers, those of you that can get the prayer through. And we expect to be back again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. And anyone who would like to be on this conference line can dial in at 701-802-5175. And the access code is 587-681-pound. And if you'd like to come and be with us in the service, if you're somewhere near Woodbury, New Jersey, 18 East Center Street, we would love to have you stop by. Glory to God, and give God a praise. Praise the Lord. The doors is open. We are now open for business. Feel free to attend. Our service is Sunday at 12 p.m. So we look forward to having you stop by if it's the Lord's will. That is all. That's it. We're going to say God bless you and good night.